4 p.m. Here's your first round of news.
Good afternoon, I'm John Baker, and here is your latest news, sports and weather. Prime Minister Luke Frieden has announced the resignation of Labour and Sports Minister Georges Michaud, with the Christian Social People's Party now looking for a successor. Frieden has already notified the Grand Duke of the government reshuffle, and according to Frieden, Michaud had been subjected to hurtful and unfair criticism in recent weeks that prevented him from completing his portfolios in a calm and objective manner. Mark Spouts is set to take over as Labour Minister, while Martin Hansen has been named as new Sports Minister. Police are asking for assistance in locating a missing teenager. Rihanna Nella Patinato, who is 15, was last seen at 9:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 4th of December. She's said to be between 1 metre 60 and 1 metre 70 metres tall, with a slim build, long curly brown hair, potentially tied up in a bun, and dark brown eyes. At the time of her disappearance, she was wearing a black jacket and black night trainers. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is encouraged to contact Vilts Police or email police.arden@police.etat.lu. In conversation with RTL Radio this morning, former Luxembourgish EU Commissioner Nicolas Schmit warned that Europe must redefine its strategic role in a world shaped by the war in Ukraine and the return of Donald Trump, arguing that the US is no longer a natural ally and that a nationalist, fragmented Europe would be disastrous for small states like Luxembourg. He argued that Europe must invest far more, work towards real security and technological autonomy, and stop demonstrating weakness. In international news, Meta will allow European users of Facebook and Instagram to share less data and see fewer personalized ads after it was fined for breaking EU digital rules, Brussels has announced today. The European Commission said the US tech giant undertook to make the option available from January to settle a legal dispute over its pay or consent system that saw it hit with a €200 million fine. Regions hit by floods that killed hundreds in Indonesia were suffering from food and medical shortages, authorities have now said, as elephants pitched in today to help clear up debris. Indonesia's National Disaster Mitigation Agency said 961 people in Aceh, North Sumatra and West Sumatra had been killed, while 293 were still missing. More than 1 million people were displaced. And turning to sport, former Premier League footballer Joey Barton was spared jail on Monday after being given a suspended sentence for grossly offensive social media posts concerning British broadcaster Jeremy Vine and television pundits Lucy Ward and Eni Aluko. Last month, the jury found Barton had crossed the line between free speech and a crime with 6 posts on X, formerly Twitter. And finally, Luxembourg's men's rugby 15 delivered a commanding and relentless display as they stormed to a resounding victory over Estonia on Saturday, displaying attacking flair, physical dominance and unwavering control from the opening whistle. Estonia were simply overrun, and when they received a late yellow card, debutant Melville Rupert was able to make a dream start by tapping and going to score Luxembourg's final try to make the final score 93-0. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's pretty grim out there, and unfortunately it's going to remain like this for the next few days at least. Grey and overcast, and currently a very mild 12 degrees.